It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Colin McGuigan for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined by Philippe Hergovic. Philippe, how are you doing, my friend? You look as if you're in sunny USA right now.
Yeah, I'm doing very, very well. I'm in Miami right now, training hard, waiting for the fight, and everything good.
So obviously, we want to get your opinion on the weekend's events in Saudi Arabia. Just first of all, how impressed were you by Anthony Joshua's performance?
I'm not so impressed. I thought it's gonna end in that way. So that's the way fight should have end. You know, the guy who has won fighting two-time heavyweight champion of the world. So that's the way. How it should be, you know. So I was expecting similar result. I gave Nogano few rounds, and that's what happened. So that's about it. I'm not so impressed. I don't know what to be impressed with, and. Joshua did what he needed to do, so it's not such a huge deal.
In terms of Ngannou, you refer to him there as a two-fight novice, is what you referred to him as. If Ngannou was in there with yourself, do you believe it would be the same outcome?
I think, yeah. I think he would finish in that way with, a lot of top heavyweights, and I mean that knockout was like stunning, you know. He went to sleep, you know. You can't practice that knockout, but I think he don't have so many chance with any top heavyweights, so that's it, you know. I'm not so impressed. He did what he should have do, and that's it. Now I'm glad because of boxing, and he defended our sport, and thanks to Anthony Joshua. Tyson Fury did embarrassed our sport with his performance, and I think he was not so ready, and he underestimated Nogano so much, and he was not in great shape. But Joshua defended colors of our sport, and thanks to him, you know.
In terms of you, a lot of people will be asking the question right now that AJ won, Fury Usyk's going to happen, and we envisage a situation where the IBF belt you become mandatory for. Will you and AJ fight?
I hope so, man. It's not about me. It's about him. I would like to fight him whenever. But like I said, it's not about me. You know, it's about these spoiled stars. You know, they're stars. It's about them. Does they want? Of course, I want to fight him. You know, anytime. But he's a star you know, he'll decide. But if that fight is not gonna happen, it's definitely not about me. You know, I wanna fight with him every time, so it will be about him. If he don't want, I'm ready. So when the IBF become vacant, and it will become after Fury Usyk, me and Anthony are next in the line. So there's no any reason to fight don't happen, you know, only if he don't want that.
Let me ask you a question. In terms of that fight happening, have you had any discussions with His Excellency Turki Alal Sheikh about making that fight? Have you had any discussions with your promoter?
Look, my promoter know that I want to fight anyone. I didn't have any particular discussion about that fight, but he know that I want to fight him. He know that I gonna fight anyone who is in my line, you know. And so my side, it's not problem. Like I said, if fight should happen, I'm gonna sign it today, you know. And if fights not happen, it's about Joshua. You know, he's the star, and he's making moves. So I don't know, but I'm so, I doubt that fight is gonna happen. I see that he's chasing big paydays. And I don't know. I'm here for him, a chance to become 3-time champion of the world. But what I see, obviously, he's not chasing that greatness. He's chasing a payday. So he fought Nuganu. He made 50 million. So I don't know. I doubt, but I would be the happiest man in the world if he want to fight me.
How do you believe that fight would end between you and Anthony Joshua?
I believe in myself that I will win. I think his is the best moment in his career right now. His last few performances were very good. And he's better than ever before, but I believe I can beat him, and that's why I won that fight. Of course, I believe in myself, so I would like to get that chance to fight him, because he's definitely one of the best fighters of this generation. So I would be happy to fight him.
Let me ask you another question. Do you believe that Francis Ngannou should stay in boxing?
Look, he made 30 million in two fights, so he definitely needs to stay in boxing. And I don't know. I think he still has the credit to continue, because he did one good fight and one bad fight. So now logical is to do a third fight with one more top rated guy to see where he is, you know. But I think he don't have too much chance with any top guy, but I think logically for him is to continue and to fight another, maybe Deontay Wilder or someone like that, because he's definitely not gonna fight some regular guy. He's gonna fight some superstar again, and I think that will happen next.
Let me get your opinion on Parker Zhang, because Zhang, obviously, you beat not too long ago. You beat him. How did you think Joseph Parker got on in that fight, beating Zilai Zhang?
Yeah, I think Joseph Parker deserved that win. I heard some different opinions about that fight. Some people think that Zhang won, but I definitely think Parker won the fight. Even with these two knockdowns, I think he was a lot busier fighter. He threw many more punches. He connected more punches, and he was just busier fighter. And Zhang only had these two moments, and I think Zhang was not prepared well. And you saw his weight; he was like 15 pounds heavier than when he fought me. So I think he just was not in great shape, and he was too big, too fat, and he just couldn't throw. He just couldn't throw more punches, obviously. So I think Parker did a great job, and Parker deserved that win, in my opinion.
Do you envisage a fight with yourself and Joseph Parker? Obviously, he might be looking at you as a potential opponent.
Of course, man. I was ready to go. I was option for the March 8 originally for him. You know, they asked me, do I want to fight? And I said, of course I want to fight him. And then that deal disappeared suddenly. So he also wanted to fight me, and we both wanted to fight. And I already started my training camp for him. You know, I already organized everything and started, and then that fall apart. So any fight, I don't speak too much. I don't give too much interviews, but a lot of different news in boxing. But look, I'm always here for the fight. If some fight fall apart, it's not definitely because of me. You know, you need to know that. So I'm here to fight anyone.
Two more questions, then I'll let you go. Fury Usyk, how do you think that ends, Philippe?
I don't know, man. It's, of course, hard fight for both of them. They're great, both of them. But I give edge to Usyk because I think he's like generally better fighter, more complete like better prepared, like faster, better footwork, throw more punches, his accurate and better technique, and I don't know, just overall I see him as a better fighter and always in good shape, always strong mentally. And Tyson Fury has ups and downs, and I don't know. I give, of course, Tyson Fury can beat him if he show great performance. But I give a little bit of the edge to Usyk.
And in terms of AJ and Fury, how do you believe that one would end?
I don't know. I think. I consider AJ a great fighter. He's really good in all aspects of the fight. He's strong, he's fast, he's technically good. You know, he has a lot of experience. And he just had some period where he was not at his best, and he had... But I think right now he's back on the track, and I think AJ can beat him if he show like the best version of himself, and I think AJ can beat him.
Last one from me. When are we going to see you next in the ring?
Man, I'm ready. I'm ready for tomorrow. It's not about me. Like I told you, I was ready for March 8th. And I'm ready. I'm waiting to sign some contract. I'm ready to make some deal. And there's something what's going on, but still it's not signed. And I hope so. You'll see me in the ring as soon as possible. So,
is there a chance we might see you on the Fury Usyk undercard?
Maybe. Everything can happen, man.
Well,
this is life. So we'll see. I hope so. Maybe you see me against Usyk on May 18. Maybe Fury get cut again or something happen. You know, I'm here. I'm jumping. I will be ready for that fight.
Well, Philippe, thank you very much for your time on IFL. It's always a pleasure, and we hope to see you again soon, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, man. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.